I'm Hope Cohen, Deputy Director of the Manhattan Institute's Center for Rethinking Development, talking today about plans to redevelop Coney Island in conjunction with our October-November Thinking Big for New York City newsletter, which came out of our November 1st conference of that name. Everybody knows Coney Island, the great cyclone roller coaster, the boardwalk, Nathan's hot dogs, but America's playground has declined over the decades, and one reason is zoning. The historic core of the Coney Island Peninsula labors under an almost unique zoning designation. Designed for amusement parks, it precludes residential and most types of commercial uses. So, as the amusement area has suffered and shrunk in the past half century, not much could move in to take its place. Acre after acre is vacant, or perhaps used for parking when the Brooklyn Cyclones play a home game at Keyspan Park, the mark of the last small attempt to revive the place. So it made perfect sense for Mayor Michael R. Bloomberg to cite a new plan for Coney in his Thinking Big keynote address on his administration's rezoning accomplishments. Like other examples he discussed, the rezoning of Coney Island would provide land for New York's development in the economic context of today and tomorrow, rather than harking back to the manufacturing mecca of yesteryear. Also, following the Bloomberg administration playbook, it would be environmentally sustainable, building on the area's superb transportation infrastructure, including the recently completed $300 million rehabilitation of the Stillwell Avenue subway terminal. Through its D, F, N, and Q lines and many bus routes, Stillwell offers connections not just to Midtown, but throughout Brooklyn. Just about everyone agrees about the need to rezone. However, there is quite a bit of disagreement about the details. City Hall's plan calls for the area of today's reduced amusement district, bounded by two city landmarks, the Parachute Jump to the west and the Cyclone to the east, to be designated as parkland, and so preserved in perpetuity. There's one small problem, though. That land is in private hands, and the owners, particularly the largest one, Thor Equities, a developer of shopping malls, have their own ideas about Coney's future. Thor wants to mix apartments, full-time residences, or at least timeshares, in with entertainment and attractions. The city wants the district dedicated to amusement, with residential and commercial development channeled west and north of the proposed park. Rather than resorting to the blunt instrument of eminent domain, the administration has decided to encourage the property owners to leave the amusement area by compensating them with city-owned land just west of Keyspan Park. The idea is that this land would be rezoned generously enough for residential and commercial development that Thor would be willing to leave behind its nine-figure investment in amusement area land. Altogether, the city's proposal involves demapping parkland, an action that requires approval by the state legislature, land trades, and of course, ULURP, the Uniform Land Use Review Procedure. The mayor wants to get it all done by mid-2009, so the search for a new amusement park operator can begin in the last few months of his term at City Hall. And no, your mouse ears did not fool you just now. The administration wants a single world-class manager and operator for the Coney Island Amusement Park. For more details on the Coney Island plan and for highlights of the Thinking Big conference, please be sure to see the Center for Rethinking Development's October-November newsletter. Just visit www.manhattan-institute.org/crd.